So then, share my screen again. Okay, Alex, do you see something?
Yes, it's all fine.
Okay, so here this is our demo server, which is public available under this URL. There's an ONAP running, which has the O1 interface specifications implemented. And is also connected to the O1 simulators of Alex. We have here a couple of them. So one is from Ixran. So that are the young models which were now basically refactored a little bit or renamed into O-RAN. And we call this here the O-RAN manager. So NTS manager, NTS is for Network Topology Simulator, which means that's a manager which can create with also with a NetConf interface more than one simulator. So you can basically add and remove simulators on the fly with a NetConf interface. So these are these different NTS manager. They expose or they create then the simulators exposing different models. And here we have some instances of them. So and I would like to show now the O-RAN front haul. Yeah. Software management, which is part of the M-plane from the O-RAN front haul. And I can do that because those are the models which are published and available. We see here that all these NetConf servers, which are connected, they have an IP address and some port numbers and so on. And here we group them. So basically, we know those elements. If you look to the young files which they expose, based on those young models, we know what they are, and can and the set of the young models makes it a type here on that UI level. Okay, so now we can get there and start configuration. This is a very what do you say? It's a very generic way of browsing through the models. So this UI gets the young files via via Open Daylight from the devices, and based on this information, it creates here the different models. What we are want to look for today is software management, and it starts with software inventory. And there are two software slots defined. Those software slots, that means there are here in this example, two of them. Usually one is read-only, one is read-write, and usually the read-only one is the running one and the active one. We can also look into this UI and then hopefully see some information are popping up. Those are also derived directly from the description tags of the young models, what it is about. Okay, so that's one thing. Okay, and now we can, so currently we have here the slot one, which is active and running, and the slot two, which is read-write. But the front haul has not only the software inventory, it exposes also a couple of RPCs, and those are here the download, the activate, and the software install. And now we will simulate and software download. We need to give a nice path, so like SFTP, and then some server. And then maybe images. So that's how it should be. And then there is a new software version image. We would like to use certificate in the software download from the device to that server. and then we can execute this one. So this command is now sent to the device. What is currently missing, and we are still working on it, is to display the response here. Okay, that's one command which can be sent. I have to now switch, to the debug. What's wrong? Sorry. Somehow. Okay, here we go. If we go to network, do this command again, then we see that here the command was sent, and that is the output, which means the download process has started and a notification will be received within 10 seconds, which means after 10 seconds there is a VES message format sent to the VES collector, VES collector to DMAP, DMAP to SDNR, and then the process can continue. What it means is, if we go back to the software inventory, then nothing has changed, just the software, which is the software files, they are now changed on the second slot. Sorry, I think I'm on the wrong slot now. Of course, the software is downloaded to the one which is not active. It's not true. The software is installed to the device, and in which slot it is, that's software install command. Sorry, I missed that. Anyhow, I did this before. So the next command which I would like to show is the software activate. And here I want to activate the slot number 2. Again, I send this command and looking to the debug in order to see that there is some output. Also here, it's the same. The software activate is started. It usually takes some time until all the machines reboots. Here in this example, the timeout is 10 seconds. So we need to wait 10 seconds. And then we can go back to the inventory. And what we see now, and this is now the functionality of the simulator, is that now on slot 1, it's now not active, not running anymore, but is now read-write, and the software slot 2 is now the active and running one. So that's that are all the information we get from the device which implements an O-RAN software management for Frontour devices. We don't get more information, but by doing so, we know exactly what kind of information might be missing, what is more useful also for users in order to track here what's going on in background. And we would like to contribute this and also to Working Group 1 and to all the other working groups for software management in O-RAN. Are there questions? Alex, did I miss something? Do we have some other functionality we would can also demo here, which you have implemented?
Well, actually, you covered everything. We can just see what happens when, I mean, we have a reset command implemented in the simulator. And for refreshing or starting fresh, we can do that reset command. And these two slots will go back to their initial value in order to be able to do testing.
Okay, exactly. So if I want to start the demo from the beginning, the simulator has a nice functionality implemented, which is a software.
So in the software
download. I need to put reset here, right?
Yes.
Reset. So of course, in a demo, you would do some fancy stuff and put here FTP reset. Again, I prefer certificates. We set this, and now what happens is that the simulator uses or exposes no different values for the inventory, for the software inventory, which is again on slot one. There is something active running, and so on. And there are some details implemented. So here it looks like that there is a build from January 23rd. And when we do a real download now,
we should have looked also in slot two, which contained a build from 2019.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, we can do that. So we look into slot two. So this slot is. This is exactly.
Build from 2019.
Slot two. Slot two is a very old build, so 2019. Mm-hmm. And the software download, the real one, will now modify here and bring a new version into this slot, right?
Exactly, which is actually more okay. Recent than the one that is already running.
Yes, so basically we will now do the software download here, certificate, tuck, and now go to the inventory. So what has changed now is that this 2019 is now 2020 from this from February, which is newer than the current running. So if I would now activate this one in slot two, then we have the entire circle again and have updated the software on the device. Again, this is a implementation on the simulation here and can now be used by developers in order to develop more fancy UIs and more functionality around that on top of an SMO or within an SMO. Further questions? So if not, then I would say this concludes here the demo. Thanks everybody, and I will stop recording now.